when the blues of the night meets the gold of the day. Show brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guest, Jimmy Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Popcorn Week. So now, to celebrate this momentous occasion, we bring you a prominent screen actor who's been co-starred with popcorn in many movie theaters throughout the world, yes. Bing Crosby. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Dolly Moses, has Popcorn Week rolled around again?
It certainly has.
It must be the sound man from the Gangbusters program. Tim, we got him. Anyhow, Ken, this being Popcorn Week, I think we should really go all out to promote and extol this delectable noisemaker that makes the movie theaters so crunchy.
But Bing, popcorn doesn't cause so much noise in theaters now that the noiseless bag has been invented.
I concede that the noiseless bag is a boon. Mm-hmm. If you don't blow it up and break it when it's empty. Never do that. The person next to you may be on a salt-free diet.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you will chew your popcorn with your mouth tightly closed, you won't make a sound. Research has proved this.
Has research proved it?
Yes, indeed. Our popcorn chewing panel, composed of prominent physicians and college professors, assembled in our special popcorn chewing laboratories at Melted Butter, North Carolina, have proved this fact. Popcorn chewed with a mouth tightly closed is absolutely noiseless.
No other panel can make this statement.
Listen to what Mr. Cornwell Crampton of Crunch County, South Carolina says.
I've been chewing popcorn now under 40 years. By golly, one of these days I'm going to swallow something.
Well, go right ahead, Mr. Crampton.
Leave. There she goes.
You know, Bing, you can really buy cheese and caramel popcorn in theaters now.
Oh, yes, I know that.
And listen to this. The popcorn people are coming out with a brand new thing. Banana popcorn.
Banana? Oh, yeah. Ken, I predict that banana popcorn will never catch on.
And why not?
The American public just ain't going to go for any newfangled popcorn that you got to peel.
No, you don't have to peel it. It's just banana-flavored corn.
Oh, banana flavor. Oh, that's different.
Sure.
That'll be horrible.
Stand by, that's nothing. Soon we're going to have licorice, cinnamon, wintergreen, and lemon-flavored popcorn.
Wow-wee. I tell you, this is a wonderful age we're living in, Ken, if you care for it. But now, Ken, I think we'd better drop the popcorn, huh, and get on to the opening selection, which is Feet Up, Pat 'em on the Po-Po. Let's go, John.
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh. Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha! Ain't been a kid like this before, he's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha! Now I've been known to gamble, take a little drink. There's the night I had that fight and I ended in the clink. But now my rootin' tootin' days are done. Gonna be the man he thinks I am, cause I love my son.
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha!
Feet up, pat him on the po-po, let's hear him laugh.
Ha-ha! They ain't seen a kid like this before. He's so good looking, gonna have some more.
Feed up, pat him on the boat pole. Let's hear him laugh.
I'm gonna do some bragging up and down this town. I'm walking into joints I knew and pass the news around that I just up and had a son. Though he's just been born, gonna buy him a horn, a baseball and drum.
He's tiny as a peanut,
and yet I do declare, someday he'll look at me and say, hey, how you doing down there? He'll be good-hearted like his ma, but I bet he'll be a lady killer, just like his pa.
Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh. Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ain't been a kid like this before. He's so good-looking, gonna have some more.
Feed up, pat him on the popo, let's hear him laugh.
Ha, 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 ha. Gonna pat him on the popo now.
Hey!
Thank you, Rhythm Ayers. That was a very clever laugh. And, well, Ken, now that I've finished bragging about Junior, don't you have something to boast about?
Oh, yes, Bing. I'd like to brag a little bit about the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer.
Well, I may join you.
You know, the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer is really two appliances in one. For in the GE Refrigerator Food Freezer, you get GE's spacious moist, cold, and no defrosting refrigerator, plus a real food freezer. All in one beautiful cabinet. This zero-degree freezer on the top has its own separate door, refrigerating system, and temperature control. It freezes and stores, keeps 70 pounds of food safe frozen and delicious for as long as a whole year. And the way that GE refrigerator section down below protects food, GE Moist Cold does it. Keeps vegetables and fruits dewy fresh, like you just plucked them from the garden of the old pear tree. And it never needs defrosting because frost never forms. GE refrigerators are so dependable, folks. More than 3.5 million have been in service 10 years or longer.
So if you misters and missuses listening would like to have garden fresh vegetables and tree ripe, vine ripe fruit and right off the ranch flavor in your poultry and meat, and have them all on hand at all times, see your GE dealer about a dependable GE refrigerator food freezer. See him this week. Title song, ladies and gentlemen, from the Broadway production, Wish You Were Here.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brown new as they did with you. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining, the stars are bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Shining the stars as bright, they've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here, wish you were here, wish you were here.
Again. yes time is here. Yes, sir. It would be tough, I guess, to find a more charming, a more welcome visitor than the lanky lad who is now approaching the microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mr. Jimmy Stewart. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bing. What are you doing back in Hollywood?
Work.
Why, did someone steal your fishing rods?
No, I sneaked into town to buy me a new Lucky Louie lure, and General Electric snagged me and put me to work here, Jim.
General Electric? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. That's a subsidiary of Bing Crosby Enterprises, isn't it?
No, if it was, I'd still be fishing. But enough of this fly dialogue here, Jim. Whenever you come to see me, it seems like you always have a problem. Major problem. I'll bet you got something worrying you. Now, what is it?
Hmm? Yes, Bing, I do have a problem.
Well, let's have it. Out with it.
Well, Gloria and the kids and I rented a place down at the beach, mm-hmm. and that sea air is awful chilly at night, Bing.
Jim, I'm sorry there's nothing I can do about sea air.
I know that, but now that you're working for General Electric, I thought maybe you might help me get one of their electric blankets.
Help you here. Listen, Jim, all you got to do is go to a GE dealer. Buy yourself a blanket.
I kind of thought maybe you'd like to go with me, Bing. You know, you're new with the company. You'd get credit for the sale.
That's a thought. That's nice. That's sweet. Now, I've snagged the customer. I'm a cinch for a gold star in my order book after that. I wonder where the closest GE dealer is, Jim.
Oh, well, there's a terrific store right around the corner here,
yeah?
On Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, they got everything there. I've been there 5 times this afternoon.
You've been in there 5 times? Well, why didn't you buy the blanket?
Well, every time I walked in there, a girl clerk came up to wait on me.
So?
And now I own 3 electric ranges, an all-electric kitchen, several automatic washers. But I'll be darned if I'm going to buy an unmentionable from a girl.
Oh, Jimmy, a blanket isn't an unmentionable.
Well, maybe not to a man of the world like you.
Well, Jim, if you feel that way, then I'll go with you. I'll help you buy the blanket. That way, if a scandal develops, I shall share your shame.
Yeah, well, that's...
Come on now, Jim. Steel your nerves. Let's go. Well, here we are, Jim. Here's the GE dealer.
Yeah, it's a nice window display, too, isn't it?
That's very pretty. But I must speak to the manager. My picture should be in the window there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, entree, Jim. In you go now and ask that girl for an electric blanket. Just go right in. Now, remember... Electric blanket, nothing else.
Yeah, I want an electric blanket.
That's right.
I want an electric blanket. I want an electric blanket.
Well, what now?
Would you mind showing me an electric eel?
An electric eel?
You. Pardon me, every time I get excited, my Adam's apple pops like that. Bing, are you here?
I'm right beside you, Jim. Now, be brave, boy.
Now, if you'll just wrap up that eel, miss, I'll get going here.
Say, this is the 6th time you've been in today. Have you got a crush on me?
No, he's just a little excited, miss. What he really wants to buy is an electric blanket.
Oh, well, then step right in here.
Very well. Hey, Jim, what are you chewing on those pills? What are those pills you're taking? What are they?
It's Dramamine. I'm getting dizzy.
Oh, what you need is a good pat on your popo.
Now, will you gentlemen step in here to the bedroom?
The bedroom?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim. I'm with you.
This is a model bedroom we have to show young married couples our blankets and other appliances.
Oh.
Now, that blanket on the bed is ash rose. It also comes in glade green and blue bonnet.
I kind of like that ash rose there.
Very well, sir. I'll have one of those wrapped for you.
Now, just a minute. I don't want to get rushed into this thing here. I think maybe I'd better try it out before I buy it.
What are you talking? What's it to try out? You plug it in, you get under it, you set the temperature control, and there you are.
Never mind. Is it okay if I try it, man?
Please do. Of course, you can't get into bed with your clothes on.
Man. Old Adam's apple's getting a workout today.
Now, if you'll just go over there to the dresser, you'll find pajamas. You can change behind that screen.
Thank you. Now, there's just one more thing. I'm getting this blanket for two people. Now, how will I know that it works double?
Well, don't look at me.
You see, miss, I'm married to a girl. Just a minute here. I've got my marriage license right here.
Oh, never mind that. Get on your pajamas now. Get into bed.
Well, what'll I do for a partner?
Oh, yes.
Say, Bing.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, go ahead. Pretend you're his wife.
All right. What I won't do to get a gold star in my order book.
You'll find sleeping garments there in the dresser.
Hey, oh, these look all right. I'll just take this pair of blue pajamas.
Just a moment, sir. Why are you pawing around in that drawer?
I'm looking for more pajamas. All I can find in here are pink nighties.
Oh, I'm sorry. All we have is one pair of pajamas. Why don't you slip into one of the nighties?
Are you?
Now I'm doing it.
Come on, Bing. We'll get behind the screen and change here.
I'm with you. Take away my undershirt, dear. And there's nothing there but skin.
Say, Bing, what's that string tied around your big toe for?
Oh, that's to remind me to put on socks.
But where are your socks?
Oh, the string's warm enough. Oh.
As you know, these pajamas fit me perfectly.
Oh, goody. Say, help me on with my nightie, Jim. It's caught on my ears here.
Oh, here you go. Gee, Bing, you look like Ray Bolger in Where's Charlie?
I feel like Rita Hayworth in A Fair in Trinidad. Let's hit the sack, Jack.
Okay. Oh, no, Bing, no. I always take that side. You take Gloria's side here. Mm-hmm. Say, miss, how do you work this thing now?
Tell me, sir, do you sleep on your right side, your left side, or on your tummy?
On my popo.
Just get under the blanket. Now, you each have an individual temperature control. Just turn the dial to any temperature you desire.
Oh, thank you. Hey, this is all right.
Yeah, real comfy, isn't it?
Say, miss, these lights are awfully bright in here. I wonder if we could turn them out. Huh?
Well, of course not. These lights are to show our display.
Close your eyes, Jimmy. Now, come on. We'll test the blanket here.
Okay, Gloria. Bing.
You call me Gloria if you'll feel more comfortable.
I think I'll set my dial here. Pilot to navigator, switch on.
Navigator to pilot, switch on.
Contact.
Contact. Say, this is fun.
Gentlemen, please. You'll never get the right feel of this blanket by playing around with it. Now, just pretend you're a young married couple. Engage yourself in some chit-chat, and the first thing you know, the gentle heat from the blanket will waft you off to dreamland.
Hmm. Okay, I'll be the missus. Did you have a heavy day at the office, dear?
Oh, yes, you know, we're taking inventory. You know what that means.
How's it going?
Up to closing time tonight, we were short 4 paper clips and $12,000 in petty cash.
Well, it'll show up somewhere, probably in your expense account.
Yeah. Mm.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
I wish I had a glass of water.
I wish you did, too. Good night.
When we were first married, you used to just leap out of bed and get me some water.
Good night.
Did you put the cat out?
What cat?
That cat.
I guess not. Good night.
I think I'll turn my side of the blanket up a little.
Must you play with that?
Well, I'm restless. I just don't feel like sleeping.
Well, why don't you walk up to Lake Arrowhead and get a glass of water? Take that cat with you.
Oh, I have a good notion to tear off half my blanket and go home to Mother.
Well, go ahead and rip it off.
Now, gentlemen, please, don't tear the blanket.
We just got carried away here.
Yeah, this blanket is terrific, miss. I'll take one of these.
Oh, good. Here's one just like the demonstrator, all wrapped up for you.
Fine. Now, how much is that, miss?
It's absolutely free.
Free?
Yes. Hmm? And here's one for you, too.
Say, what is this? Why are we getting free blankets?
Those are your prizes. You boys have just been on television.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, you always seem to get into trouble when you go shopping, don't you?
Yes, we have been involved in our share of tepid immersions.
By the way, did you get a chance to look at the General Electric ranges when you were in the store there?
Oh, cased them closely, and believe me, Ken, that GE Stratoliner range is just about the cleverest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the GE Stratoliner is the most beautiful range in the world. It has everything. It leads the field in speed cooking, saves time, work, and, it really makes cooking a pleasure. It has GE push-button controls, lighted buttons that work with the flick of the finger, and a separate color for each cooking speed, too.
That's so you can see what's cooking at what speed all the way across the kitchen.
That's right, Bing. Mm-hmm. And listen to this, folks. It has the famous GE three-way oven. It's a little oven, it's a big oven, it's a broiler. You make the change from one to the other simply by moving a bake unit. It has a deep well thrift cooker, and even a warming drawer to keep food nice and hot till you're ready for it. And it's as easy to keep clean as a china plate.
So if you're searching for a really modern Deluxe wonderful speed cooking range, beat a pass to your GE dealers and feast your eyes on a General Electric Stratoliner. GEs are great ranges. I wouldn't cook a weenie without one. I like to do old favorites, like to try and sing them, and one of my real favorites is Somebody Loves Me, the great Gershwin number. Buddy Cole is featured prominently at the piano on this.